us home, Mrs. Hobson.
Thank you, Mrs. Hobson.
You're welcome, children. Tell Mr. French it's his turn tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, Buffy. He's still following us, all the way from school.
I saw him, but I didn't want to say anything. I was afraid Mrs. Hobson would chase him away.
Me too. Here, Buffy. He likes us.
Hi, puppy.
Stop that. That tickles. Here, let me hold him. No collar. I guess he doesn't belong to anyone.
Maybe he's hungry, and he followed us because we looked like kids that would give him stuff.
Yeah, maybe. I'll ask him. Are you hungry? He says yes.
Let's take him upstairs and feed him.
Oh, no, we can't. Mr. French won't allow him in the house.
Why not?
He's dirty, and Mr. French doesn't like dirt. I got an idea.
What?
We'll wash him up all beautiful, then maybe Mr. French will let him stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Come on, puppy.
Oh, no, we can't.
Why not?
There's a rule, no dogs allowed in the building.
Oh. I know what, Buffy.
What?
It isn't a rule if nobody sees him.
That's good, Jody.
Come on.
Hello, Buffy. Jody, just getting home from school?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Much dirtier than I am.
I see you've been eating an ice cream cone. Chocolate, I would say. Well, come along, we'll wash it off.
No, thank you, Mr. French. I'm big enough to wash my own face.
Just a little more, and I'll be real clean.
And then he'll smell good, too. Then everybody will like him better.
Better than what?
Better than if he didn't smell good.
Yeah. Now all we gotta do is rinse him off and put in a little more of Uncle Bill's shavings.
Hey, puppy!
Jody, what may I ask are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mr. Friend.
Where did you find that wet beast?
What wet beast?
Maybe he means puppy. He's not exactly dry.
You will capture it and evict it post-haste.
I don't know what he means, but I know what I think he means.
He means ow.
Exactly.
Come on, puppy. Please get out. Come on, please.
Mr. French, I don't think he's gonna come out. He likes it in there.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, sir, it seems we have an uninvited guest in the cupboard. A dog.
Can we keep him, please?
He's real little for a dog. He won't eat much.
Now, wait a minute, kids. How did a dog get in here?
We did. We snuck him in.
The past tense of sneak is not snuck. It is sneaked.
We sneaked him in.
Sir, I would deduce that they found this disreputable mongrel in the street and smuggled him home.
If you want to get him out of there, Jody?
Okay. Come on, puppy. Come on.
What's that all over him?
Bubble bath.
And a little of your shaving stuff.
He's so little, he wouldn't take up much room.
I have to go along with the rules just like anybody else. And dogs aren't allowed in this building.
Mrs. Porter upstairs has a dog. A French poodle.
The dog in here?
Oh, to be sure, sir. The Porter dog is an aristocrat, a champion. Naturally, they made an exception.
Puppy might be a champion sometime.
Now, the Porter dog has an ancestry, a pure pedigree, which places it in an entirely different category.
Isn't he a dog, too?
You'd better explain, sir.
I'll try. Well, kids, a pedigree is a thing that tells all about a dog's breeding and bloodlines and background and all that. It's well, people that know all about dogs think it's very important. See?
Do you?
No. Now, look, I'm sure he's a real nice puppy, but I did sign a lease, and that's the same as if I gave my word that we wouldn't have a dog in the apartment. See? You understand that, don't you? Okay. Well, I guess that's it.
Yes, sir.
Bye, puppy. It was nice meeting you.
As they are.
Hi, where you been?
Oh, I was just back in my room talking to Ingrid. Huh. This is Ingrid. Ingrid, my Uncle Bill Davis.
Hello.
How do you do, Mr. Davis? Sissy, think it over. We can still be friends. Nice to have met you, Mr. Davis.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Bye.
They hurt her feelings like that.
Who? What's the matter?
The Marvel. Supposed to be the best club on campus. And they invited me to join.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they didn't invite Ingrid.
Why not?
Because they're a bunch of snobs. The Johansons don't have much money. Ingrid's mother has to take in ironing. I wouldn't want to belong to a club like that. I mean, who do they think they are? They have no right.
Oh, yes, they have. They can be silly if they want to. I mean, as long as it's a social club, they can exclude anybody. But I like the way you stick up for your friend.
Do I hear a dog?
That is a dog, but she'd have been gone long ago. Now, how did he get in here?
We don't know, Uncle Bill. He just kind of appeared.
We thought maybe Mr. French felt sorry for him and brought him back in.
French! Jody, I told you we can't keep him.
Yes, sir. Sir, I put him on the sidewalk and expressly ordered him to go.
He's a cute dog. What's his name?
He doesn't have a name, but he thinks he's called Puppy on account of he's small.
He's very smart, Uncle Bill. He won't be any bother at all, hardly.
I'm sorry, kids.
Well, Mrs. Porter has a French poodle.
We're aware of that, Miss Sissy, but that is a pedigreed animal, a champion.
Uncle Bill, couldn't you talk to the manager of the building?
Honey, I've got a lease. It says no dogs.
Please, Uncle Bill, can't you try?
Okay, I'll try. You can keep until tomorrow, and then we'll see.
Good.
Very good.
Take you for a walk, Puppy, around the block.
And maybe you'll find some other puppies.
Get him away! Get him away!
He just wants to be friends.
Hello.
Don't touch him. I just want to pet him.
Well, don't. He's very high strung. You'll upset him.
He's pretty. What's his name?
Monsieur Chambord of Brittany.
That's a nice name.
He's French.
He's got a nice haircut.
He has 12 blue ribbons for best of breed. What breed is that? That, whatever it is.
He's a dog.
His name is Puppy. I don't think he's French.
Monsieur Chambord has been to obedience school. He graduated with honors.
He must be real bright.
Monsieur Chambord, asseyez-vous.
Puppy can sit down. Sit down, Puppy. Sit down. Sit down, Puppy. He doesn't feel like sitting down.
You see, that's why her dog can stay and Puppy can.
Yeah, I wonder if Puppy knows he's a mongrel.
I don't think we should tell him. Let's go play with him outside, even if he isn't very smart.
Yeah, it will be our first chance to play with him, and our last.
What if we put Puppy in the dog show, and he won ribbons, too?
Then wouldn't he be able to stay in the building like that little girl's dog?
No, you can't put him in a dog show. He doesn't have a pedigree.
Well, may I make a suggestion, sir?
I wish somebody would.
Well, perhaps if Jody and Buffy were to attend a dog show and see the participants, they might understand the difference, sir.
Yeah, they might do that. Is there a dog show in town?
Sir, I'll call the Kennel Club in the morning.
Can Puppy come, too?
No, I'm afraid not.
Why not? He's the one who has to understand. Buffy and me are already allowed in the building.
One of the judges is examining Great Danes for movement and conformation.
Oh.
Notice the stately manner in which the dog maintains himself.
Puppy maintains himself, too.
Now what?
Oh, he's examining the dog's teeth.
Puppy has good teeth, too. He likes to bite down on my finger.
Look, Jody. Now he's trying to see if the dog washed behind his ears.
Well, children, now do you understand why Puppy couldn't compete with these splendid animals?
No.
They're nice dogs, but Puppy has something none of them have.
Oh, what's that?
Us.
Sit, Puppy, sit. Puppy, sit. Sit. Sit like this.
He knows how. He just doesn't have a reason to sit. Lie down, Puppy. Lie down like this.
Puppy, he's sitting, he's sitting.
Yeah.
Now, Puppy, lie down. Lie down, Puppy. Lie down.
Now they'll know he's a champion, too.
What did the man say, Uncle Bill? What did he say?
Can Puppy live with us, please?
No, honey. He said we have to get rid of him. That's the way it is.
What's going to happen to Puppy?
Well, don't worry. I'll find somebody to take good care of him.
Uncle Bill, if they didn't allow kids in this building, would you give us away?
No, I wouldn't give you away. I love you.
Well, we love Puppy.
I know. It's just not the same thing.
I'll get it, Uncle Bill. It's Ingrid and some of my friends.
They take you both into the club?
No. I found out there are a lot of nice girls that they wouldn't take. So, we decided to form our own club. Coming! Hi, come on in. We'll have the meeting back in my room. Here, first, I want you to meet my Uncle Bill.
Hello.
To my friends, and that's Jody and Buffy.
Hi.
Come on, let's go back.
Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye to Puppy.
Yeah. Maybe a mongrel doesn't feel as bad as getting thrown out as a good dog does.
Wait a minute. Hello, Miss Lee. Listen, see if we can get a permit to have a dog show in the park. That's right. Yeah. And find out how we go about getting some, judges from the kennel club. We're going to have our own competition. Well, it won't be exactly a dog show. It'll be more like a mutt show. Thank you.
attended many dog shows. Aristocrats, champions from all over the world, but this one is unique.
Well, all I can say is we better win something pretty soon.
You mean so that hasn't been arranged?
No, it hasn't been arranged. Dog's got to win on the up and up. I gave the kids this chance, but that's all anybody's got coming.
We will now judge for stance and posture. Please have your dog stand erect.
Please, puppy. If you want to live in our apartment, you've got to stand up straight. Now, come on. Come on.
Boys and girls, the judges have reached a decision on the best of the following breeds: Cocker, Schnauzer, Terrier, Poodle, Pekingese, and Chihuahua.
I hope we win something.
The best of breed in the Cocker class, Pancho, owned by Jose Garcia. The best of breed in the Terrier class, Willie, owned by Frankie Mancini. Best of breed in the Schnauzer, Poodle, Pekingese, and Chihuahua classes, and champion of the show, Puppy, owned by Jody and Buffy Davis.
He won! He's a champion, Uncle Bill.
Got you.
Will Jody and Buffy Davis bring Puppy to the platform for his awards?
Excuse me, Mr. Davis, but may I ask you a question, sir?
Huh?
So how is it that the same dog can win in three different breeds? Of course, he's a lovely...
We're going to find out right now. Whoop, come on, Puppy. Over here.
Mr. Davis, you promised to get rid of that dog.
I know I did, Mr. Lewis, but you see, that was yesterday when he was just a plain ordinary mutt, and today he's a champion.
Yeah, he won the whole dog show. Three blue ribbons.
And a cup.
I don't understand.
He's a champion, like Mrs. Porter's dog.
So he can stay in the building, too.
But, Mr. Lewis, would you like to explain the difference to them?
No. No, let's just say we have two champions in the building. If one goes, they both go.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Well, kids, let's take the champ upstairs and feed him.
Keep that flea-bitten beast away from Monsieur Champour.
Puppy's not flea-bitten. He's a champion. He won all these prizes at the dog show.
How could he? He doesn't even have a pedigree.
Well, that's how it is. Some dog shows don't allow dogs with pedigrees.
All of a sudden, they're both just playing dogs.